All right, I'm all ready for you.
Are you excited to get covered up back this weekend?
Oh yeah, I think getting number one, having the week off. I think our guys have energy. They're fresh. We've had good practices. I thought yesterday was outstanding, and then getting our guys back, slowly getting Kyle back. If he plays, that's a bonus.
If he's able to play this week, do you intend to kind of work him in slowly in terms of snap count, or do you think he could handle
it? Well, I think it's what he's able to handle. We have gotten a little chemistry going, a little rhythm with Chase and Rhett. So, guys make plays. You want to continue to give them opportunities, and then you want to give Kyle opportunity to make plays. It helps, the thing it does, it takes some pressure off Rhett. Rhett has been playing about 50 plays a game and still playing on special teams. And, he's kind of been an unsung guy for us. But in terms of what he's done in the run game and protection and then being able to contribute like he did last week with the catches he did, particularly in the red zone, that all adds up. He is really playing at a high level.
Teddy, obviously, in the preseason, he had the comeback against the Cardinals, and all three of his wins so far this year have been fourth-quarter-type comeback situations. What are the attributes that makes Teddy good as a comeback-type quarterback?
I think, number one, understanding the situation and knowing, what they do is as much as what we do. Teams tend to play certain things in the fourth quarter, and they tend to play certain things in the fourth quarter when they're trying to hang on to a lead. And we've been in that situation. And if you understand what they do first, then it gives you a chance to execute what we're trying to do. And then everyone has played well in that situation. You look at it, we haven't turned the ball over in that situation. We haven't taken sacks in that situation. I don't think we've dropped a ball in those circumstances. So I think it's a group thing, and there's a sense of urgency. But there's no question Teddy doesn't get he doesn't get too high or too low. So I think it allows him to operate, continue to function in a normal manner in those situations.
Chase and Rhett both have played well while Kyle's been out, but what does Kyle bring to the table to have when you have him available?
Well, he's, he brings a complete package. He can block, he can run, he can catch. He's got the experience. I think he's got a good understanding of what we do. So, it's obviously, the better the player is, the better chance you have of having success.
What's been your experience with two tight end sets in the past? Have you used that in your offense a lot? In other places?
Two tight end sets?
Yeah.
We've been a lot of that. I don't see us going in and playing a lot of three tight ends. The thing that's happening now, when we spread the field, we tend to have more success than when we play in a tight grouping. So, we've done a good job spreading the field with our 12 personnel, or two tight ends, two receivers, and our 11 personnel with three receivers in the game has given us opportunities to spread the field a little bit.
What do you think the key has been to shoring up the offensive line following that stretch where you gave up 19 sacks in three games?
Well, like I said, when you get behind in games, it happened to Chicago last week, it happens to different teams. It happened to Green Bay down in New Orleans. It happens to good teams. You're behind and you're throwing every down, and they're giving you every pass rush stunt, everything you have. It's hard to protect. So I would say over the last period, we've been in games, and we've been in games where we've kept it a normal game where they have to respect the run, the pass, the screens, the complete package, and you're not down by three scores and, throwing the ball every down. I think we've played better also. I think we're playing with better consistency. I think Teddy's doing a good job getting the ball out quick, making good decisions. He's thrown the ball away. There's a lot of things that contribute. And the two teams we played, Tampa and Washington, are not of the caliber of Detroit and, Buffalo and Green Bay, those teams you're talking about, in terms of the way they rush the passer. So I think every week is a new test. Chicago has good pass rushers, and I know that everyone's looking at the way they played the last 2 weeks against New England and Green Bay, but when you put them on tape against some other teams, you know, there's a lot to contend with in terms of pass rush and the things they do with their front.
Is he starting to trust his knee a little bit more than maybe earlier in the season?
Well, I would never say that he didn't trust his knee, so I don't know how to answer that. You know, he's playing with more consistency. He's got a better base. I think we're helping him. I think we're helping him by getting the ball out quicker. He's had some different matchups, so there's a lot of things that go into that. But, you know, he has been very productive over the last 3 weeks.
Have you made an effort to, you know, have more tight end help or running back help with him after the struggle?
I don't think we have in the normal sequence of games. And like I'm saying, you know, we have not been in the situation we were early where – he's playing against a Pro Bowl type player, and you're down by 3 scores, and they know you're throwing. And you know, if you leave too many guys in to help in protection, you don't get anyone open. So you know, that's there's a lot of things involved. But I do believe he's, you know, continued to be more consistent in the way he's playing.
Emphasis in practices, working on the deep passing game, given the struggles there over the past month?
Yeah, I'm not as caught up in the struggles as people talk about. You don't get that many opportunities in a game, and you know, the first throw everyone talks about down the middle to Greg. That's a tough throw on the first play of the game, and I know what Teddy was thinking. He wasn't going to have something bad happen, and the angle that Greg set wasn't a great angle to throw. The backer's a tall guy. The deep ball down the sideline to Cordero was just a communication deal. Cordero, they busted coverage, so he stayed up the sideline, and Teddy thought he was going to the post, and then when he saw him, he just overreacted to it. I don't worry about Teddy's ability to throw the ball deep. I see it every day, and I think he is capable of being an outstanding deep ball thrower. You know, there's a lot of things involved to it, you know, we early didn't get a lot of opportunities to throw the ball deep in games. We're doing a little bit more now. I think in time we will not have to have this conversation.
Do you have to do anything different in colder weather? I mean, the way your offense runs, I mean, you haven't tried to be as balanced.
You know, Coach Zimmer and I were laughing about it, and everyone talks about this cold weather. As you know, a lot of my career I've been on the West Coast, and whether it was with Jim Everett when we were at the Rams or when we were with Phillip Rivers, and we would practice on Friday morning, and it would be about 80 degrees, and guys would be sweating, and we'd come back here and play the Giants or go into Cleveland or go into Philly, and we'd go throw for 300 yards and win the game, and you know, no one talked about worrying about the cold. You just went in and you played. The cold isn't the issue. When it starts getting windy, when it starts getting real wet, when the footing gets bad, I think those are the things that are tough. But if it's just cold like it is outside, I think you can go throw the ball and throw it at a high level. You know, his ball cuts through the wind pretty good. I don't see the wind as being a problem. When we've practiced out here, he's thrown really well, particularly when the wind was at his back. And it helps all those guys. I haven't been around a guy that is great into a strong wind. I don't care how good they are, you know. So I think, first of all, it starts with your mindset. And I don't think there's a whole lot of things that are going to affect Teddy mentally. So if you don't let it affect you mentally, then you go out and you compete with the situation and you adjust to it depending on how bad it is.
How do you feel about the continued efforts to be creative and shake Cordell Patterson loose?
You know, we're working at it, and we completed 26 balls the other day. You know, I don't care who they go to be honest with you. You know, if you're 26 or 42, then the quarterback's doing something right. You're protecting the quarterback pretty good, and guys are getting open. And, you know, I think as we continue to go, Cordero will get his opportunities, and we'll get better at him, and he'll start having more success.
Have a couple more.
Okay.